Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight, each and every show, we tee it up with our friends from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in our virtual green room. Justin, what a wild week that it is as we head toward the finish line, which I call the weekend, here on America Tonight and across the nation. Hillary Clinton obviously makes a move toward, and a lot of the headlines are saying this, to get the Hispanic vote because she flat out pushes for citizenship for illegal immigrants. She laid it out better than that, of course, but she said she was going to do everything she could under the law to secure that goal. Wow. Are you surprised that she went that far out on the limb or no?
I'm actually very surprised. So far, she has been very reluctant to take really firm policy stances. She's been somebody who has been able to talk loudly about a lot of issues, but we haven't really seen anything to date that's been necessarily politically risky. This is one of those, and of course, is, as you mentioned, a very key way of reaching out to the Hispanic community and ensuring those demographics come 2016. And she put herself as a contrast to the Republicans, which was perhaps the most interesting portion of the speech. She said, don't be fooled. There is no Republican, essentially, who is providing what she is calling for, which is an actual, recognition of citizenship. She noted that those who are sort of providing, you know, other sort of legal status within the countries are essentially putting forward a plan where those who are here illegally and seeking citizenship would be made into second-class citizens. So some pretty bold words, and ones that I'm sure are going to really engender her to the base that she's reaching out to.
Yeah. We move from Hillary Clinton, who's working it for the Democrats, to Jeb Bush, who's part of the polls but still hasn't formally declared. Do we know anything different about that?
We don't, and we're still waiting for him to enter the race. He has been raising a lot of money, of course. We know that he has spoken to donors behind closed doors and says that he has amassed a very massive war chest for when he chooses to declare. And right now, you know, he doesn't necessarily feel the pressure to. There is still not really anybody in the current lineup of the GOP who can give him much of a run for his money aside from Marco Rubio. So I think he's going to try to hold out as long as he can. He's in a position right now where he can raise money, give policy speeches, but not have to really hit the campaign trail or put himself in positions where he could enter sort of the mud-flinging fray of things. So I think he's trying to buy as much time as he can before he gets into the serious campaign role.
Yeah. We also had this that just kind of slips by because there's so much else going on, but the Republicans passed the budget, right? So it was, what, 51-48? So that's kind of rubber stamped now that this is the House and the Senate working on this. And is this just ho-hum? This is what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. There's a lot of talk about the budget, but one of the little secrets in Washington is that these are non-binding agreements and that the president ultimately doesn't have to sign it. So the thing that is surprising is that they essentially are using this to bring back the fight over health care reform. You know, one of the little parliamentary tricks that can be done in the Senate is if you describe something as sort of a budgetary item or something that relates to the budget, then you don't need to worry about a filibuster. You can move forward without the threat of a filibuster. It's just something that's written within the arcane Senate rules. And it's something that Harry Reid did during the 2009 debate over health care reform. He was able to sort of invoke this nuclear option in order to get a vote on that and not have a filibuster present a problem. And in this situation, now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can do the same thing. He can hold a vote on the repeal of health care reform and not have it subjected to a filibuster, which means it would likely pass the upper chamber, would certainly pass the House, but would probably be killed once it reaches the president's desk because it's a certain veto. But nevertheless, this is paving the way for some pretty interesting political theater over here in D.C.
Yeah, no kidding. Great explanation. How about this? Mitch McConnell is really pushing hard to end the whole Iran debate. For McConnell, this has been kind of one of those seesaw issues, I think, and obviously we know that it's been cantankerous on the Hill.
Exactly. You know, there was a lot of disagreement over the initial Iran deal that the administration put forward. A lot of people worked really hard, including, most notably Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to try to find a compromise that Senate Republicans could work with that would give them some additional oversight powers over the implementation of sanctions, or, more accurately, the removal of sanctions. And that looks like it was on its way to, getting Senate approval until we recently saw an attack from Senator Marco Rubio as well as Tom Cotton to add in some amendments going to essentially force it in through the amendment process, two amendments that would essentially be poison pills that would kill the legislation, or the deal, rather. One of those from Rubio is for Iran to officially recognize Israel's right to exist. That's something that's obviously not going to happen if you're Iran. The second is language from Cotton that would require the U.S. to certify that Iran is not engaging in terror activity, is not supporting any terror groups. That's also being described as critics of the non-starter. So McConnell's now trying to move under the radar before these are put up and forced into a vote to try to pass this. And today he's going to be holding a test vote on that to ensure that he has the legs to move forward with the bill at large.
Wow. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. And how about this? I mean, you're savvy when it comes to social media, and certainly this is way before even we started thinking about social media, but just the internet in general. How about the deal with Carly Fiorina, that they didn't get the name CarlyFiorina.org, and then she gets a little bit upset about that when she's questioned about it and says, well, you can't buy every domain name on the planet.
I mean, that's true. You can't buy every domain name on the planet, but you could theoretically buy one that is your own name and .org. But that's been a pretty funny story, a little sideshow for all of this. The site was actually, I believe, bought from somebody within SEIU, a big labor organization, and, of course, had a little frowny faces for all of the 30,000 people at Hewlett Packard that she ended up laying off. So, I think this shows kind of an early misstep for Fiorina. I think she doesn't necessarily have the big campaign infrastructure in place right now. And somebody who followed her race in California pretty closely back in 2010, she didn't really have the most effective campaign there. So there's still room for her to grow, I would say, in getting that infrastructure together. And I think making sure that you buy .org when you buy a domain is probably one of the first steps that you should take.
Yeah, listen to what Justin's saying out there. If you've got some good ideas, I don't know how many, it costs hardly anything just to hold it in place. Just hold it in place if you've got something with your name going on, for sure. All right, last one. She's not really a placeholder. In fact, she's anything but that. But Loretta Lynch hopping down to Baltimore, that was the smart thing to do right at the beginning of this, becoming attorney general, and meets behind closed doors with the police officers and Freddie Gray's family to show the initiative immediately. Do you think, obviously she had to do that, but do you think that she, this is what was expected as soon as possible?
I think it was. This, of course, drew a lot of comparison between a similar trip that, former Attorney General Eric Holder took to Ferguson when there was a, violent uprising, not violent uprising, sorry, that's the wrong word, but when there was a lot of tension that was taking place over there. So, of course, she sort of had to perform something similar in Baltimore. This was her first, test as Attorney General. So, she made a high-profile appearance. Didn't really make many on-camera, appearances with a lot of these people, so it was more than a photo op in a lot of ways. She did come out afterwards, and she said that the DOJ is essentially going to do everything they can to try to make things easier for Baltimore, to try to improve community relations between the police and those that they serve, to try to ensure that a lot of the sort of root causes for a lot of tension in inner cities are addressed. But we didn't really see too many specifics, so we're not really sure what that's going to look like down the road. And I would imagine that that's probably going to be the second big test, especially if there's any other similar situations that take place over the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, Justin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy to get.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us in all those nooks and crannies. I'll tell you what, it's, you know, I feel like I say this every time I'm in the air, but it's been a wild couple of weeks. And I think the thing that has now shifted our attention from Baltimore a little bit to what's going on in Texas and what happened in Garland, Texas, because is this the tip of the iceberg? I was talking to somebody today in the, you know, an ex-CIA guy who's going to come on the show next week. And this is what the fear that's been there all along. And ISIS has been in the background. It hasn't been talked about as much, but it's been in the background. And now this is kind of the worst fear is realized. How deep does it go? And then ISIS, of course, taking credit and saying that they're ready to mobilize, rather, at a moment's notice. You know, pretty frightening stuff. Because you think of how extreme and how far they'll go. All along, the lone wolf scenario has been probably the biggest fear of our intelligence peeps and all of us since 9/11. But ISIS takes it to a different level. So I don't know how initially ISIS wasn't more on the map. I don't understand. Besides what's going on in that investigation, Mother Nature always seems to throw us a curveball, doesn't she? At least once a month. And this time, it has to do with Oklahoma, and it has to do with tornadoes. And if you saw the debris that was everywhere, I mean, tornadoes, and then flooding, slamming Oklahoma, but not just Oklahoma. I know some of you are listening to us in the great state of Kansas and in Nebraska. In Oklahoma City, though, it was so bad, the main airport canceled all flights for the rest of the night. And it's the same picture that you see over and over again where it looks like pickup sticks and then somebody smashing something in the middle of it because it's unrecognizable what the debris is. You just know that severe storms ripped up those houses, tore up those cars, brought the water and the heavy winds. And the tornado damage, pretty widespread. A semi-truck blew over. And that shows you. I mean, it just blows over like it's nothing. And there was terrible visibility. So it was tough to reach some of those areas that were hit the hardest. I guess the one thing we can say is so far, we haven't heard about anybody being killed. So flights canceled, the main airport down, no flights in the evening. But no reports of anybody being killed. And you know, one of the eeriest things, we see the funnel clouds. We've seen the funnel clouds and what they look like. We've seen the debris fields before when we've seen tornado damage. But it's very strange to see. I don't know why, because the rest of the building, I think, just looked normal. But to see a hotel where one side, it looked like just pieces of bricks were pulled out. Big chunks of bricks. Very strange. And so it's like the hotel that where somebody just grabbed a handful of the side of it. And, you know, it wasn't even completely destroyed. But it shows you how bad the winds were. That it just brushed against the side. Enough that it brushed against the side that it pulled out bricks from one wall of a hotel. Some anxious moments, for sure, for people that were in the middle of this. I mean, how scary is it where you sometimes get a little bit of a warning, you hear the sirens, and if you don't have one of those storm basements to go to, you don't have a place to run, then it's a guessing game of where you're going to go, what you're going to do in the house, pull the mattress off, go in the tub, go to the center of the house. What is it you're going to do to protect yourself? And that's the question a lot of people have to quickly answer when they're thick of a tornado. And then flooding, certainly, same thing. You got to get out as fast as possible. A car gets buried, you can't do anything in the water, and that's when it gets really dangerous, when somebody tries to take off in a car and the water is just too high. And that's usually when the worst accidents seem to happen, or somebody gets flushed out in a storm and they're in a car and there's just absolutely nothing they can do, and it's just a question of fighting and trying to get out of the car and trying to get, you know, somewhere safe. To higher ground, and often that is very, very, very difficult. So I think the tornadoes and the floods were on some people's minds because of the areas that were hit pretty hard. And the situation in Texas, the fact that you have a cop who thinks quickly, takes down the guys in the body armor that came to do some serious damage. And they were after the organizer of the Prophet Muhammad contest. And some people say, well, you know, she's inviting that. Why did she do that? But at the same time, she's also pulling out the cockroaches by doing what she did and getting them, you know, and then they did come out and two of them are gone. But how many more are lying in wait? I mean, do you buy that? Do you think that there are people, whether they've been trained by ISIS or not, but they're loyal to ISIS, and at a moment's notice, with the right signal, they would be ready to do what they had to do to turn on their fellow Americans. To make a splash, to take their own life for the cause, to be a martyr, and to say that they're with ISIS. That ISIS signaled them, and that's what created the terror event. I mean, again, to me, that's the scariest, you know, possibility. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little politics. What's new on the campaign trail? How about the latest, political polls? And speaking of politics, to live to the ripe old age of 92 and to be relatively healthy is doing pretty good, I would say. Well, a former House Speaker died at the age of 92, and that's Jim Wright. How often did you hear about Jim Wright? He died early Wednesday morning in a nursing home in Fort Worth, Texas. He had a career that was amazing, 3 decades. He was close to former President Lyndon Baines Johnson and former Speaker Sam Rayburn. He served a couple years as Speaker after Tip O'Neill retired, but stepped down in 1989 after facing a House Ethics Committee investigation, remember that, on improprieties, is what they called it, with the sale of his book and fees from speaking engagements. He was the first Speaker to resign in the face of a scandal, so he just stepped away. He wasn't going to fight it. He wasn't going to argue. He just stepped away. So a House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, the last Democrat to serve as Speaker, said Wright's military service in World War II, his long career in public service, and his work brokering a relationship, which was true, with the government of Nicaragua in the 80s, that's what she talked about in her statement on his death, and said he was a person of deep courage and brilliant eloquence, I would agree with that, and complete mastery of the legislative process. How about that? That he was strong, had decisive leadership, built an indelible legacy of progress, not only in Texas but around the world. He championed prosperity for every working family and helped lead the way to peace in Central America. That's not a bad little tribute. The current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, praises military and public service, too, as well. And said that Wright understood closeness to the people. And that he called the House the raw essence of the nation. So he was, and it's true, if you go back into his history, he was about infrastructure. He was about peace in Central America. Constantly he was in the middle of that. And he, you know, that's why he stuck around. That's why he was in Congress for such a long time. And that's why he had friends on both sides of the aisle. Jim Wright, dead at the age of 92. More politicking. We'll be doing that next here on America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
That so many would love to hear now that it's wide open. No chance of Obama Part 3 because you can only be in office for how many years? How many times can you run twice? So we've had 3 presidents in a row that have held court, in a sense, for 2 terms. With the wide open field, you have a lot of Democrats who are kind of, I think, chomping at the bit to jump in, but won't because they know Hillary Clinton is courting donors for a super PAC to support her candidacy, and that there are groups that are fully embracing Hillary Clinton, and it'd be tough to go up against her. In fact, the top Democratic super PAC, Priorities USA, will raise $200 million to $300 million. That's on par, pretty much, with the largest Republican organizations like the Karl Rove-backed American Crossroads Super PAC and its nonprofit affiliate, what they spent in 2012. You know, you have to have $1 billion. So you got to have some big checks. She's meeting with Priorities USA donors on her fundraising swing. 3 days through California, San Francisco on Wednesday, L.A. on Thursday. I mean, she's hitting the money, people, and that's what you have to do. You know, that's part of the whole president deal. You could be a good orator. You could be legislatively pretty brilliant, but you got to be good at fundraising because that's what you have to do when you run for election. You got to be aggressive. And the Republicans are pretty aggressive. They've got a lot of money pouring in. The Democrats have to be more so, and I think Hillary Clinton is certainly that person, and she always has Bill to pick up the phone, too. Remember, as a candidate, when you're declared candidate, you can't directly ask donors for more than $5,000 for a super PAC, but under the Federal Election Commission rules, you can go to events for donors and even speak, as long as requests for larger amounts are made outside of their presence. So, you know, the super PACs came out of the Supreme Court Citizens United in 2010. So there was big shifts. You got these new and untested, largely untested pretty much, with the regs in the 2012 campaign. 3 years later, they're the big issue for 2016. Look at Jeb Bush. He spent most of his first months raising money for a super PAC started by his allies. The group is expected to raise $100 million by the end of June. So can't beg for more money in that way. I'll go and appear at events, and it's pretty obvious. Get the big donors. That's what they have to do. They have to get the big donors. Because if not, you cannot win. You can't. You can't win an election unless you have enough money to spend for television commercials and everything in between that goes into the making of a president. Seems so ridiculous in one way, doesn't it? It does. To me, it just seems, you know, it's the antithesis of what all of us are saying. When you call the show and you're talking about how frustrated you are and you want the third party, you don't like anyone that's running, and this is what spills out. That's the byproduct of what we've created. But you can't win unless you know how to get to the money, people, because they have to back you up. Otherwise, you don't make it. I mean, otherwise, there's no way. How would you possibly scrape up that much money? Unless you're like Ross Perot, and you have a gazillion dollars and you decide to run. That would be the thing with Donald Trump. Every time he says he's going to run, it'd be easy, a cinch for him to raise that money with his friends, but even himself, because he has money to burn. Money to burn means money to run, but notice he toys with everybody, but does not jump in. He doesn't jump in. He just talks about it. And that's it. He never squarely says, okay, for years I've been saying this. Now it's time. I'm going to be in the race. You know, count me in. But we never hear that from him. We hear the teases leading up to it, and then he doesn't step in. All right, what about Scott Walker? When is Scott Walker going to throw in? He went to Israel, and he made the rounds in Israel, and he's talked to a lot of people. And we certainly know he is going to run, but it's a question of, I guess, when does he make that decision? And it's supposedly supposed to happen really this week or into next week. You might as well at this point throw in, because if the intent is to run, sitting on the sidelines lets everybody else raise a whole bunch of money. So if you're going to jump in, you just got to jump in 100%. I mean, it's the only way. You can't half push yourself into this. So I think Walker is probably the next to go. He's the next shoe to drop. And in the end, it's probably going to be maybe 24 Republicans in the beginning. but it makes it very tough for who in the debates, you know, who's going to shut up first. Because if you get on a long train and you're going down the tracks and picking up steam, then all the other people aren't going to have much of a say in a debate, and then that's not good debating either. So, yeah, is it a good thing to have that many people to choose from? In one way, I think it is, actually. I would almost contradict myself from things that I've said before, because if people are interested in running for president, let them run. Anybody who can't get the money, can't raise the money, or doesn't see the results, they'll get out. I mean, they'd have to get out because they can't hang if they can't cut it, if they can't get the money, and they've got these campaign offices and everything else set up in strategically in parts of the country. Well, then let them just ride the course. Why not? Why not let everybody see, okay, look at all the people that are running. I don't think that really hurts them as much as I originally thought it did. Somebody may emerge. Sometimes it's an organic thing that naturally somebody bubbles to the surface, and we may see that happen. It might not be the obvious choices that people are mentioning. It might be somebody else that sort of seems to come out of left field, but not really. And who, I don't know. Because Walker already, and some of, like Ben Carson, some of the names I would have told you, oh, if they're not going to run, I think they should run because they would gain some interest. Bobby Jindal, he's going to be a guest on the show, and he's somebody who I think should run to represent the Gulf States. And some of what Louisiana doesn't want to see go away is some of what's being pushed in D.C. So Bobby Jindal would be, I think he'd be good. I do, I think he'd be good. Some of what he says really lines up with the way I think. And he's not fazed. He doesn't seem to be fazed by some of the media coverage. But will he be there? Will he go through the rigmarole that you have to go through in running, especially with that many people? With that many people, I would think it makes it, it definitely makes it much more interesting, that's for sure. Definitely. And what's going on with Harry Reid? He's never going to hear Hail to the Chief, but boy, he is really taking up a lot of time. This is it for him. He's going back to Nevada. When is that happening? Along with everyone else, I thought it was supposed to happen sooner than that. But it doesn't look like it. At this point, it doesn't look like it. And then how about Rick Santorum? He's going to say something on May 27th. I love that. On May 27th, check back with me. I may have an answer to your question you've been asking for 5 months. Am I going to run again? Clearly, Rick Santorum is going to run again. And what will he do differently? Just like Rick Perry, to get elected. What are the little tweaks that didn't work for him that he can try to smooth out this time around? But not until May 27th. Oh. He said it was a great campaign last time. We were clearly the underdog, and we were starting out as looking at this race, and we would be in the same position, and we are very comfortable here. So he knew he was going to do this. Remember, he came second to Mitt Romney. And he has a huge emphasis on social issues. And he says that would be part of any of his campaign. If he were to do it, that would be a main component. We'll see. Crowded field, but yet some are dragging it out. We certainly aren't. Coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. You're in the funny, and I'm one.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you. Talk about
as we bust a beat around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting ready for my favorite segment, or one of them anyway, here on America Tonight. A lot of you have picked up on it. It's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum 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 dum.
The third agency of government. Yes. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Dum 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 dum.
Dum dum.
I give him credit though for saying at the end of that. Oops. I mean, what are you gonna do? Oops. Nah, my bad. Not so good, but oops. So dumb things I shouldn't have done. This one from Scott. He said, Kate, you know when you come home and you went to happy hour and it kind of extended, it was a little bit late. Your wife is fine with that. You've been texting her all night long. You hadn't been out in a long time, but you're a little hungry by the time you stumble into the house. My birthday was the next day. She had made a cake and actually hid it in the oven. Do you know that I pulled out that chocolate cake and I cut me a big old piece and had a glass of milk with it? It was one of the best pieces of cake I ever ate in my life. I think I was wearing the rest of the cake the next day. I have never seen my wife so mad. We were having people over, lots of family. She made the cake for me for the party, naturally. But I needed it. I was hungry. She didn't really get the concept of hanger. But I had it. I had it bad. I tried to explain it to her. I still am making up for it to this day. That was a dumb thing. Wow. Eating the food is sensitive. So family's coming over, makes the cake, does the whole icing bit, does everything that you have to go through to make a cake. And then, oh, the fateful decision to dip into that cake. Oh, that's never a good idea. Oh, for anyone listening, avoid doing that at all costs. Oh, that's a disaster. That's a disaster in the making. Oh. All right, here's one from Howard who says, Kate, I think probably the dumbest thing I didn't do is I have a lot of trees around my house, and it's really a pain. I cut some of the limbs and do what I can, and then I have tree people come in, and they charge me ridiculous amounts of money to cut down all the overgrowth vegetation-wise with trees and some of the grass and the stuff in between. And I guess the dumbest thing I ever did was, I mean, the really dumbest thing I ever did was let somebody come in and chop those trees that I had that were so nice in the back of my house. They just needed to be trimmed. There was a miscommunication, if you know what I mean. And they looked like little nubs by the time the service was done. Needless to say, it wasn't great for property values because some of the beautiful trees that were, yeah, too much just needed to be trimmed. Yeah, that's that miscommunication thing. When you have any work like that done, boy, you got to be right on top of it. You can't just lollygag off. You can't go off and hang out with your buddies or whatever. You got to be there to make sure it's done correctly, especially you're saying trim versus really just knocking the whole thing off. I'm envisioning this, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm envisioning this great big oak tree, so pretty, lots of leaves, too many branches, all of that needs to be trimmed. But instead, it gets a haircut where it's went from being this grand old grandfatherly oak to a small baby. And that's not good. Oh, I would not be happy with that. Oh, no. Okay, how about this one? This is from Jake, who says, Kate, dumbest thing I've done. I mean, there are a lot of dumb things I've done. But recently, the other day, I went to work and I had on one brilliant black sock and one really, really nice blue sock. I didn't realize it till I had sat down and my pants went up a little bit. Somebody else noticed and said, do you realize you have two different color socks on? Oh, what a hassle. I had no time to go back home. I was the two-socked guy by the end of the day and the butt of everyone's jokes. Yeah, you got to watch for that. You know, I don't wear socks a lot. I was thinking about this. Because you have heels on or flats or whatever, and I have. I when I went back to Washington, I wore socks and shoes. But it would be very easy to confuse the colors. The way blue is now against black, the lighting is so low when you go to these shopping areas, you know, whether it's Macy's and Rittrum's or wherever it is. So I can see how it can happen, but you got to match those socks up right, brother. Especially if you have some kind of a big meeting. Oh, that would be mortifying. And I think I know the kind of blue he's talking about. Oh, it would be the worst. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from Frankie. Frankie says, hey, Kate Delaney, the dumbest thing that I've done recently is probably I decided that it was okay to fly my drone in my neighborhood. I was still learning it and getting control of it. And lo and behold, I met my new neighbors. They weren't too happy that the drone crashed in their backyard. They weren't neighborly, let's put it that way, and asked how often I flied it and what happened, and it became a really big hassle. You know what? You didn't say what kind of drone it was, but some of the drones are really small. And if this is a brand new neighbor, they need to let up on that. You know? Instead of giving you grief. It was obviously an accident. You weren't trying to crash into their backyard. But what's the big deal there? There isn't really a big deal. It's a dumb thing that you did because of flying it around the neighborhood. But the actions of the person who saw it, that is another thing entirely. Entirely. Coming up in our next hour of America Tonight, if you are with us, that is, if you're with us, we're going to check the mailbag, plus fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, where we look at stories and say, boy, what do you think this is, fruits and nuts or bingo? And sometimes it's really hard to tell the difference. Very hard to tell the difference. Because there's just like this little cut line. So we'll get into that, certainly. And then more politics, too, as we weave that into the conversation. And ending on this note, Tom Brady and Deflategate. They released 243 pages that say apparently he did know something about it. You know, he either knows or doesn't know. He did know something about it. So what, that was happening and he didn't tell anyone? Or, you know, it seems pretty fragmented. And, of course, there's lawsuits that are being filed. But, here we go. Another investigation about Deflategate. 243-page report. Whew. So they're saying Brady knew the balls were flat. So does his legacy take a big hit? Is that a black eye for Tom Brady? I've got to say, yeah, I think it's a black eye saying that he knew. He did have that look in the press conference when he's answering questions about Deflategate that he was just disgusted with and tired of. He had answers that made him seem like he was guilty. So Deflategate comes out on Wednesday and pretty much stops right at that line of calling Tom Brady a cheater. The report did say some of his claims were implausible and left little doubt that he had a role in having footballs deflated before the New England AFC title game against Indy in January and probably in the previous game. Of course he did. Did you see the passes that he was throwing? Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Make it count, everybody.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.